Spiritual life is not a form of consolation. It's not a promise. It's not in the form, get along, do the best you can, and after death you'll go to heaven. Or I will come again and make everything all right no matter what you do. Everything's really okay. There's a profound sense in which everything is really all right, even now. But that profundity requires the most radical kind of humor to be understood. So a man must become responsive at the simplest level, the level in which he's living, in which he exists. There's nothing very profound about it. And this requires him to use the life force, not to abandon it, not to become separate from it, but to become capable of relationship on the level of the vital, on the level of the physical. When there is no obstruction to relationship, there is no praise, no blame in sex. No praise, no blame in vitality. No praise, no blame in the kind of diet you find is appropriate for you. No praise or blame in the having of money, in the having of power, in the having of functional ability. But the man who is living in the pattern of separation in terms of money, food, and sex, most of his problems that he perceives have to do with money, food, and sex. The mishandling of those three things, which manifest as poverty, lawsuits, and other complications financially, ill health, and compulsions on the level of food and sex. Those are the daily experience of ordinary men. Complications about money, food, and sex. Ramakrishna used to say, women and gold were the distractions, were the chief things to be gotten free of. He was part of this school of getting away from these things. But he was right that women and gold, which include food there too, because they're a very vital part of both of those things, are the areas in which suffering is most apparent. Spiritual life is not the support of your malfunctioning with a few little bits of words of wisdom thrown in the meantime until you come out of it. Spiritual life, sadhana, is the demand of functioning presently. How do you think the crisis came about in traditional ashrams and monasteries? Not by any coddling of those people, that's why very few people went. You stepped in the door and there's a guy waiting with a stick. And he took all of your clothes, all of your money, all of your belongings, put you in a little cell, gave you a sheet of paper or some sort of instructions of the four or five things you were going to be allowed to do for the rest of your life. And you were required to do it. You found out how you were failing to function by trying to function, by being under the conditions where nothing but functioning was allowed. So spiritual life is a demand, not a form of therapy. It's a demand under the conditions of satsang, this relationship, this life in the heart. That's what makes it possible. The demand itself does not make it possible.